Welcome, everyone, to the Blessings of Christ. On this first day of August, it's really a beautiful day here, and I hope it's a beautiful day, at least in your heart, wherever you are. We come together to give thanks and to ask for blessings we really do need for our life. As it is said in the Bible, ask and you shall receive. And it's very important that we do ask, because being created as children of God, our sovereignty is respected even by our Father. And so if we don't ask, our Father will think, well, I guess he or she wants to take it on his own just a little further. I'll wait for the request. So it's important that we do requests. And it's important that we tell others that we can request. And that we share the message of God's love and God's blessing. I was just noticing something in the grocery store a couple of days ago. And it struck me in a lovely, inspired, and humorous way. The woman at the checkout station, when we finished and she put my bags in the cart, about to go away, she said, "Thanks, love. Have a blessed day." Can you imagine that being said 10 years ago? 10 years ago, it might have been, "Thanks, dear. Have a nice day." We're hearing "have a blessed day" everywhere now. We're noticing people call each other love everywhere now. So you think the message isn't going out? This woman doesn't know about our blessing calls. Well, maybe she does, but I doubt it. Because I'm hearing these repetitions of phrases and levels of understanding that just were not part of the generic 20 years ago. Before there was love without end, I never, ever heard anyone say love is who you are. They talked about loving one another as a state of heart, as a state of mind, as a gift, yes. As a gift of spirit, yes. But not love is who you are. You see, without the proper understanding, that almost sounds arrogant and self-positioned. It almost sounds like you're taking something away from God, who should be the only one who is love. Without the real understanding that we are children of God, that just doesn't quite fit. It doesn't feel comfortable. Now, it's everywhere. So I want you to appreciate what we are doing, coming together, and what we are doing, embracing with our life, new levels of understanding that carry out into the world further than you could ever know. With that, I just want to say welcome. And we are here together. I am going to check on our I have a little problem here and didn't realize that I had it. I'll fix it very quickly. Hopefully. Here we go. Okay, Tony, I'm going to open the line to you. Welcome back.
Hey. Thank you, Glenda, and thank you for your your love, support, your prayers, and all the blessings and all the prayers and blessings of the folks who are on this call are just really appreciated. I'm kind of going through a transition process right now where I'm having to shift. And one of the ways this is showing up is there's more resources becoming available to me. Various kinds of helpful resources. but none of them are coordinating right now, and I'm noticing the difficulty of that. It's like I'm getting messages clearly through experience and also just from my feelings that it's time to kind of reformulate my treatment plan. So I got to talk to a bunch of people about that. And I was in Kaiser this week. I was supposed to go in for a procedure. They ended up keeping me for tests for days. So I ended up being able to talk to some new doctors at Kaiser, which is good. But what they point out to me is that my primary doctor is not really involved in any of this. And he's not really coordinating with anybody else. And he's really in the role where he needs to be. So anyway, not only do I have all of that to deal with, but I have other doctors, naturopaths outside. So I got to find some people who can help me, you know, pull all of this together in an intelligent way. So, too many resources sometimes is a challenge, but, you know, it's a good thing. Yeah. It's a challenge, you know. So, but it was difficult because I ended up being in there for a couple of days and it was just stressful. You know how it is when you're in the hospital.
And of course.
You're just not of getting course. The rest you need and you don't know what's going on. But I just wanted to say I'm bummed that I've not been able to be on any of the jam sessions for the class because your class sessions I've listened to and have just absolutely just fallen in love again with that chapter, the God and reality content that's in the book, which is so rich. And it really seems like you enhanced it beautifully. Which is what you always do when you pull these things together. So I just wanted to say how, you know, excited and enthusiastic I feel just to be hearing this. And it seems like new energy, new information is pouring through with all of the connections that are coming in what you're sharing.
Thank you, Tony. And yes, some of it is new energy and some of it is energy that was there all along. But when you're writing, you have to carefully choose your words. Otherwise,
yeah.
Too many options can create confusion. And
yeah.
Isn't that what you're going through with
yeah.
advice you're taking in? Okay. And one thing I want to say to you is that every expression of help is a prayer, even though it doesn't seem like a prayer. And so accept it as a gift. Because
yeah.
it is a gift, and sometimes a person's offering is complete with one conversation. That's all it took for their gift to be totally complete, the
yeah.
gift to be placed as a prayer into your safekeeping and into the arsenal of God. Because really,
yeah.
in the end, it's your body that will do the healing under the grace of God,
yeah.
the covering of the Holy Spirit, and your strong faith. Your
mm-hmm.
faith will make you whole.
Yeah.
And one of the jobs of faith that I have noticed in many years of writing and teaching is that sometimes one word will say it all. I can have a day long of thinking and lining up ideas and how to put them together. And in the end of the day, one word does it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Sometimes less is more. And this, I think, is what is meant by compression. It's realizing that everything that pertains to a subject or a situation or an issue is all relevant, but one application is all that is needed. The tender touch of simplicity.
Mm.
And keep it simple with your faith. And I say that to everyone because that simple, tender touch of faith has the most beautiful way of compressing all potential into one act of grace.
Mm-hmm.
So, welcome back, and we have all prayed for you. We know that you're going to get through this just fine. You may have to go through a few challenges and learn a few lessons as we all do, you know, we sometimes picking a rose, we touch a few thorns. it's just the way life is. And try to take it with grace and know that the thorns don't matter. All that matters is the rose.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Deeply.
You're welcome. And we all love you very much and are not ready to have you loving us from high places.
Thank you very much.
We want you down here walking through the mud with us.
I feel like there's more steps to take, and I just feel blessed as always to be here connecting and part of the energy that is this lovely community and energy of consciousness. This, as you have mentioned already, there's this deep resonance is going on all over the place. You see it popping up everywhere.
Oh, it is.
It's the same resonance. It's the same. It's the same beautiful energy that's in there. It's not just similar. It's identical.
It's identical. I know. We watch movies, and there's a quote. It's not. We're not given any credit, but I didn't do this for credit. And actually, it all came from Yeshua anyway, who's already given the message to the world. So, but it references back to the diagrams I gave you in last week's lessons of the fractals. Mm. If you will notice, from the large to the small, they are identical. And this is the way things grow and expand in this incredibly beautiful universe. And so the fractal pattern that was begun with Love Without End is expanding everywhere, like little mushrooms in the grass in spring. You know, you go out after a rain and they're everywhere. Well, this is the way it is. And I can't help but rejoice. It's, you know, it's just lovely. And being here is a privilege every Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay, Tony, well, welcome back again. We missed you, and we know you were with us in your heart. And I'm going to open the line to some more beautiful people. Diosa, Bella Diosa, I'm not sure who you are, but you're from 928. I think, hi, you're on. Oh, I accidentally, oh dear, come back on and we'll take you next time. I'm going to open the line to Jerome. Hi, Jerome.
Oh, well, blessings to you and your family. Blessings to Tony, and blessings to everything with you, Glenda. You're just fantastic with God and Holy Spirit and Yeshua. And I'm just asking for my family, too. And a friend just walked into our house, so we got another friend here with us, too. But you're just the friend of the universe. And everybody else that you connect with, you're doing a great job. And just love and blessings, peace and joy for you forever and always.
Oh, thank you, Jerome. And same to you and to your loved ones.
Okay, great. Thank you, too. Okay.
Okay. Now we're going to open the line to Bella. Hello.
Hi, Glenda. It's Aria. Sorry, Bella Diosa is the business name.
Okay.
On the phone.
All right.
Yes.
When I go back on the board after we get through with our call session, I'll change that online. So,
thank you.
Welcome, Aria.
Thank you.
And,
yes.
And beautiful Arizona.
Yep, in Sedona, we got some rain. Thank you for that. We've had some. And I am asking for help with the vertigo that has come back stronger. It's not inner ear crystals with me, it's cervical. It started when a lady did an adjustment on my neck, which has issues. So I'm asking for help with that and the joints, which I've started prolotherapy. Very painful after it, but I pray that it's helping.
Especially with my leg.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do too. My prayers are with you. I went through that as well many years ago. So I know what you're going through. You will experience some relief, I'm sure.
Well, I hope so.
And,
I really thank you for that.
Yeah, and the true relief will be your faith that carries you walking forward with a lighter pace, a lighter spirit, and more carefree expectations.
Right.
You know, I find that, and so have... Not I, but millions of people before me have found that one of the most accelerating forces of pain is resistance.
Oh.
And the second most accelerating force of pain is discouragement.
Mm-hmm.
And then on a physical, biological level, anything we do that increases inflammation adds to the pain. So take an inventory of your life habits, your diet, everything, and reduce the inflammation as much as you can.
Right.
Perk up your spirit to get above discouragement.
Right.
And enter each task every day with less resistance. And you will find the pain will, it will lighten. Your load will lighten.
Okay. Pardon me. Yeah, that's very, very wonderful advice. And I could see where I've had resistance and discouragement. And whenever I have anything, you know, not a good thought or a little bit of frustration or something, the leg pain gets worse, the tendinopathy. So I do understand that, and I will make a very big effort to work on allowing, you know, more love and light and less resistance and move above the discouragement.
And, yes, and acceptance is also important. You don't know why this is happening to you right now.
Right.
And you want to get beyond it to be in a better state. We all wish that for you. We all pray that for you. But acceptance allows you, interestingly enough, to go beyond it.
Right.
We cannot go beyond what we do not accept.
Exactly. Well, that makes sense. Well, I pray for you. Yeah.
It seems like a paradox, but
right.
It really, really is true.
Makes sense. I have worked with that with other things, and it helped by just
it does.
Allowing.
Even with poverty. If we don't accept it, we won't form a budget. We won't
right.
live within our means.
Right.
We have to accept the condition we're in order to progress beyond it.
Oh.
And that's something we're going to look at in our class today.
I tried to get information on your class, and I couldn't find it. I don't know what it's under.
It is under webinars, archived webinars.
Oh, archived, because I went on your site, and I did go under webinars, and I didn't know which one it was, so I didn't know what it could be.
It's called The Star of Love.
Okay. Is it too late now,
yeah.
Star?
No, it's not too late because it will
okay.
be there
okay.
forever for you to download. And
okay.
at least you could get the last two sessions live.
Right. Okay. Thank you for that. And I pray for everyone on this call, of course, for you. And blessings, love, joy, peace, and prosperity.
Oh, thank you. We all need all of that.
Yes. Yeah.
You surely do.
Okay.
Thank you, Aria, and God
Thank
bless you.
You.
Wendy and Stephen, you're on.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Glenda. This is Wendy.
Hi, Wendy.
Calling from Montreal. Hi. So nice to talk to you, just to hear your voice. And we, Stephen and I, are following the STAR webinar that's live this evening. I'm calling you because I have a friend. Well, not somebody I've known very well, but when I was in school, we went to school together, and she's on my Facebook, and she has a great granddaughter who has been missing for a year, and originated in British Columbia, the granddaughter, and she's just been on my heart, and I wanted to bring her forth for prayer and blessing, and she's known by Tiana. Or Alex Boucher, yeah.
Okay.
And Tiana. She's known. She goes by Tiana or Alex Boucher. B-O-U-C-H-E. Yeah.
All right, I've got it.
Thank you so much.
And what is her granddaughter's name?
That's her. That's the granddaughter's name.
That is the granddaughter's name. Okay.
Yeah,
good.
The person that I knew was named Marilyn, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've got her in my heart and on my list. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you so much.
God
Bye-bye.
Bless you, too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Christopher, you're on.
Hi, Glenda. Hey, everybody. Just want to send out love to everybody today. I really appreciate this community so much. It's amazing. I haven't met any of you in person, but I feel the connection. I feel our prayers for each other, and it's wow. And I'm bringing a kind of a question today, Glenda.
Okay.
Just a little bit of a dialogue about, and you actually started to answer my question with someone that you, Aria, and you, when you talked about acceptance as the first step. And I was thinking about right before this call, I had an exchange, a text exchange with a friend who has been, absent. And I just watched our friendship go into decay in the last couple of years. It's been so sad and painful because that was one of the best friends I had. And, this person is acknowledging that there's things that she didn't address that were uncomfortable for her, and now she's created separation because that's more comfortable. And to me, I feel, why don't we just talk and share what's there? And so I just wanted to bring this up as a question or an inquiry about how do we be with these kind of situations where, I mean, I see them happening societally right now where people are just creating separation and rather than having healthy dialogue and healthy forgiveness and reconciliation, which seems to be the healing path. But it's so painful to lose someone that is so close and to just feel powerless on a daily basis where the person basically just doesn't want to have any kind of reconciliation or closure, it seems.
Well, Christopher, this is really, really a hard subject for a third person to enter into because I'm not one of the people who will be negotiating the solution. But I would say a key word is respect, both ways. If she knows you respect her need to withdraw, she will be willing to come back. More than likely, into the relationship, at least enough to have closure or allow you to have, a reestablished relationship at a different point of closeness, a different degree of frequency so that you can preserve the history of the relationship. And I think that's one of the things that really is weighing on your heart a lot because, we invest a lot of our life in the relationships we love and we don't like to lose that history because it's part of us. And maybe you could just let her know that and give her a chance to respect you. I'm finding that one of the most important operative words we need to bring back to the foreground in this world today is respect. This is what all the conflicts are over, lack of respect. And I can recall in the history of my social experience, not with this community, not with the work of Yeshua at all, but going back to my days in the university and then my days of work in the world, how respect was dropping off like dead petals in a flower. It was just dropping off. Students were not respecting teachers to the point that security officers would have to be in class. That is horrendous compared to the way it was in my childhood. Children are not respecting their parents to the point that they are taught the minute a parent raises their voice, dial 911. And lack of respect causes diminishing of trust, diminishing of will to reunite, hostility that is unfounded, and breaches that are so difficult to repair because they did not logically happen. And I think that's what you're looking at right now, Christopher, is a breach that didn't happen to your sensitivity according to any explanation you can give to it. And I have a feeling that underlying all of that blanket of leaves on the ground, you're going to find some little itty-bitty bits of disrespect or lack of respect for each other or for the way you were conducting your life together. And then it wasn't voiced properly, and it became a breach. It's very hard to repair the breaches that were caused by disrespect. And this is what we're finding in the inner city eruptions, in the political eruptions. What's going on in our nation does not resemble even closely the country I grew up in. Even if we disagreed, we respected our right to disagree. And we respected our right to formulate differences of opinion, and we would discuss them in order, hopefully, to come to some kind of mutuality that we could move forward together on. So I just want to offer that out to our general community, because I think we do worldwide need to recultivate this immense subject called respect. This is actually the accurate translation of the passage in the Bible that goes, fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Well, fear could mean a lot of things, but in its most generic use, it meant respect. It meant respect the lightning, don't go near it. Respect the tide and don't fall asleep near the gulf, near the ocean. Respect the cold and prepare for winter and so forth. That's actually the most common use of the word that got translated as fear, simply because the theocratic is what I meant to say. The theocratic nations, meaning nations that were governed by religion, wanted to combine the belief system with the government ruling by fear. And so it was, that translation was skewed and taken off of its original meaning, much, much to our harm. We need to put it back
and to simply say respect is the beginning of wisdom. We know, we need to know when to just zip our mouth and say nothing. We need to know when to back away and let others have their space. We need to know when to allow and when to put up a boundary. We need to know when fences are necessary. The old adage, good fences make for good neighbors, has a lot of truth to it. Because the fact is, we don't always do life the same way. And a little bit of privacy allows us to do things differently than when we meet on the street, we shake hands and say, hey, how are you doing? What can we do together? You see, I guess you gave me an opportunity to create a message that perhaps is very relevant in the world today and perhaps a little bit overdue. Mm-hmm. So, Christopher, I hope that helps you, and thanks for giving me that opportunity.
Very much, Glenda. Thank you. And maybe I'll just put a prayer and a blessing for a deepening of understanding of respect in our relationships, and a blessing for amending of any relationships that maybe were breached or deteriorated because of an unconscious lack of respect.
Thank you. Very well said. And well said in a way I know everyone else can appreciate. And it's very, very important. It's a hugely important stepping stone toward wisdom. You know, we're in a world that thinks that information is the key to knowledge, and knowledge is the key to power. And we're overstepping boundaries, invading people's worlds, forcing things upon people that should not be forced upon them, plowing into their privacy in ways that should not be happening. And a little bit of respect would correct a lot of things that you and others have a lot of issues with today. So I want to give a lot of emphasis in our blessing to the recultivation of respect for one another, because it's a very important way of expressing love for one another. In fact, a lot of people will not accept your expressions of love until they're given with respect. Think of that and contemplate that, everyone, in your blessing. I'm going to take, we've got three more callers, and we're going to work on them in order and then go to our blessing, okay? Tara Kin, you're on.
Hi, Glenda. Hello, everyone. Thank you. That message was just so timely. The respect thing. I'm actually working on the fourth week aspiration this week, and so it was really good to hear all that additional information about respect. So thank you. And I'd like to request a blessing today for my husband Bert for his continued healing from the surgery he had on Thursday that went really well, but he's looking just healing, the continued healing, being able to return to work, being free of pain, and the outcome being in order as well.
Absolutely. Okay. Bert is definitely on my list and in my heart. And
great. Thank you so much.
Message. Okay.
I sure will.
Tell us to
thank
keep
you.
His faith strong. His faith
keep
very
the faith.
Strong. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Susan, you're on. Hello, Susan.
Oh, hi, Glenda. As you were talking to Christopher, so the reason I'm calling is because it triggered an experience this past week. I was at the cancer center, and I was waiting in line, and there were a few people. When I had come in, there were a few women behind the, that take your information, and there was a gentleman in front of me, and I couldn't understand why I just noticed he was in front of me, and I was waiting, and one of the women who, kind of looked at me and said, come forward. And she was another person taking. So I just did, and I went through, what I did to go to the next station, which would be the blood workup laboratory. And I get there and I, you know, tell the woman my name and then the person behind me, I'm still kind of about to walk away, was this man who was in front of me, in fact. And I heard him say to the woman who was giving the information, oh, you didn't pronounce her name, like my last name, correctly or something. She made some kind of comment. And I didn't pay attention to that. But the next thing was, oh, and she was very rude, a very rude woman who interrupted, you know, who went ahead of me when she shouldn't have. So I was standing right there. And I realized, oh, that's true. And sometimes when I'm there, no, I would say all the times when I'm there, I go into, you know, it takes me a while to get out of this, like, you know, anxiety state that I'm in. I don't do well with doctors and that whole, it just is. It's one of those things I need to accept, you know, and then work through. And really. So I said, immediately, I said, oh, my God, I was unconscious. I did go forward. He was in front of me. Immediately, I said, I'm really sorry. And he starts to say something. And then I said, might have said something back. And he goes, I wasn't talking to you. Is what he says to me. He wasn't accepting my apology. And, you know, and then I was about to continue because I figured that maybe I have a little anxiety and I can, you know, there could be a part of me that could play tennis here. And I said, you're not playing. Walk away now. Just walk away. Because if you don't, then it's just become something you're using, which has nothing to do with this, to get out some frustration of yours. Walk away now. And I did.
That's very, very well done.
It was true, though, you know. Yeah. And I said, walk away. Never mind that the guy's in trouble. I would just be using it to release some of my own garbage. I said, walk away now. You said what you had to. He doesn't want to accept your apology. It's on him. Let it be. Walk away now. But I did. But it occurred to me, this whole idea of respect and respecting myself and knowing myself and, you know, doing the right thing, you're all so tied in. And sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. And in the moment, I was unconscious when I went ahead. I definitely was because in another time, I would have recognized he was in front of me. And I didn't. And the bottom line is I did make my amends. And I was glad to hear what he had to say because it woke me up to the fact that I was unconscious. And I had an opportunity to say I'm sorry, whether he accepted it or not. So I don't know. All that was triggered by Christopher and your speech.
You did well. You did well. And you brought up another dimension of respect, which is so important. And that is self-respect.
No doubt. I didn't even think of this when we came to the call. So often that happens. Somebody will say something. You'll say something. And then, boom, the experience comes. And I go, let me share that.
Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that happens to me all the time.
I love it. I love it.
You
do. To the community, thank you.
Susan. And we'll see you later in class.
Absolutely.
Okay. Stormy, let's wrap it up. You're on.
Yes, Glenda. I've been working on this blessing constantly for the last 3 weeks. In trusting in the Lord, I trust in my fellow man. In trusting in my fellow man, I trust in myself. In trusting in myself, I trust in the Lord.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And it's all a grand cycle. As above, so below, throughout all the cycles of life, what we put into it comes back to us through all the cycles of life. That's why the book is called Love Without End. It doesn't end. We just have different chapters in it, different cycles in it. Sometimes a few rocks to flow around, but it comes back to us always. Stormy, it's so nice to hear your words and to feel the peace that you are in right now. So with that, let's go into our meditation and then into our blessing. Everyone, including those who are new, I'll just give a brief summary. There's nothing you need to do. nothing you need to do in the way of position other than relax and don't have your arms or legs crossed. Be in your most comfortable physical position and you can have your eyes open or closed. You can be looking out at the world or close your eyes and be focused on the inner world. But I would like to suggest that you take a breath, a very deep breath. Take it down into your abdomen where you can feel it actually expand. And then release it slowly through your mouth. And then take another as deep as you can go. Put your hands on your belly so you can feel it expand and move upward. And then feel, as you let the breath out, your hands fall. And after you've done that a few times, drop your hands to your side. Let your legs and feet relax. Actually, trace the relaxation from your feet up through your legs, up through your back and your neck, your spine, your head. Let your head fall to one side or the other or backward. However it feels comfortable for you. Shake your shoulders just a little bit to relieve the tension. And then be ready to pray. I will say my prayer to Yeshua first. Then the blessing givers and I will conduct the energy of the Holy Spirit as a blessing for you and for all who receive it through you. While we're doing that, you will pray your prayer for that which you most seek, need, and want at this moment in this time. Because we are said, we are told, seek and you shall find, ask and you shall receive, knock and the door will be opened. And so that allows this vast potential of energy coming your way to be funneled into your life according to that which you need and request. So everyone, let us begin. Dear Yeshua, we know you're already here. You're already by our side and loving us. You're already ready to hold our hands. But we want to express our joy that you are here. Our gratitude that you come to be with us. Our delight in knowing how much you love us. Our faith that your love will help us to have a stronger faith ourselves and bring about our wholeness and our healing and the healing for all those we love. Please grant us the peace of mind, the sweetness of heart, and the faith of spirit to simply receive and allow the Holy Spirit, your love, and the grace of our Father to embrace us through our heart, into our body, into the aura around our body, which shall inflate with light and love and bring about the blessings that you have to offer in the coming days ahead and give us the faith to be patient and still embrace. We ask this in your beloved name. Amen. Blessing givers, let us begin. Receivers, begin your prayer. Amen. Amen. And amen. Your blessing has been given. Now it's for you to continue receiving. Start with 7 minutes of quiet rest in which you say nothing, pray nothing, and try not to think anything. Just be a blank slate upon which your blessings can be written. If you fall asleep, that's okay. And then, for the rest of your day and the coming days, be open and available to let the blessings come through and continue affecting and blessing your life. Bye-bye for now. I look forward to being with you next week. And many of you on our class later today. God be with you.